ABC News. ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. When the president travels to Michigan next week, he'll join one of the UAW picket lines. And with no deal so far, the strike has been expanded to 38 plants in 2016.
and tell them, knock it off. We're tired of this. It's an illegally rigged legislature, and now they are doing illegal things to keep themselves in office. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
I hear the train a-coming.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. I see you there. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. Randall of Portage, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Randall of Portage.
Hey, Matt. I used to be a member of AFSCME. I was a state employee, and back when AFSCME was in full force, we'd have lobby days, and small groups of us would go into the Capitol and speak with our senators and representatives. And I asked more than one representative and senator, how many calls would it take to get your attention on a particular topic? And this was 10 years ago or so. He said 14. All it takes is 14 people to get their attention. So I hope all your callers call their senator and representative, because all we need is 14 to move the needle.
Right. Randall, that's a terrific call. That's a terrific call with firsthand information, and it backs up the instinct of Jean of Eau Claire, who calls people all the time. 14 is a doable number. In fact, there could be a lot more. And let me tell you, my impression is if they get a barrage, if people are really ticked off, like if they go ahead and try to impeach Janet Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf, they can get 25 or 50 calls, and they're going to tremble. They're worried about that because every call probably represents 10 or 20 people who don't bother to call but are very angry. Randall, that's a terrific, terrific. Thanks a lot. Go to the next caller, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks a lot. What's on your mind at Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday to you, Matt. Go Badgers tonight, by the way. When you think the Republican Party can go no lower, they do, and I'm beginning to think it's a bottomless pit. I call my assembly person. I call my assembly person and state senator earlier in the day, and believe me, they are getting more than a few calls on this situation, because Megan Wolf has done nothing wrong, and Judge Janet was elected for a purpose, and that's fair maps, and she was elected by a landslide in this state. 10-11% is a landslide. So I hope people do what Jeannie said and what I did, and your caller before me, and call your assemblyman and your state senator and voice your opinion. And it's pretty easy to do. If nothing else, you can Google the numbers, you know. So, all right.
Excellent.
Again, go Badgers. Go Badgers.
Go Badgers. Thanks. Go Badgers. Excellent. Excellent call. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Tom of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hey, thanks very much. I do agree with your callers about telephone calls. It doesn't take much time. It takes as much time as complaining to your friend or your brother-in-law, so why not do it? And I was listening to WORT this morning, and they were laughing at the fact that Tom Tiffany, during the Merrick Garland hearing, approached him and said, "Why didn't you send me back a response 2 months ago when I wrote you a letter about the naked bike ride in Madison?" And they were just laughing about him, like, because there was apparently an underage child that was part of it. Their parents brought her.
That was terrible. Right. That was terrible. Right. Right. Yeah. Tom, thanks a lot for calling. And two things. One is, you're absolutely right. Calls matter. And I have no idea what Tiffany's involvement was with receiving calls. The naked bike ride over there was disgusting. There was a 10-year-old girl, and the 10-year-old girl, and she was naked, and nobody got prosecuted. And the DA asked for an opinion from the Wisconsin Law Faculty, which is my alma mater. Some guy there said, "Well, as long as it wasn't intended to be sexual, that's okay." Well, no, it's not okay. It was posted on Facebook. The picture was, and the people in the crowd watching her, it absolutely had a sexual intent. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Well, it seems to me that these members of the legislature that are calling for the impeachment of Megan Wolf should have signed up for the latest limbo competition, because they can probably go pretty low in doing that, considering the way they're acting politically.
Right.
Excuse me. It's amazing they're not going after Bob Spindel, then, who actually signed up
right.
And signed a fraudulent document along with his co-conspirators and all the other co-conspirators, and that should be, you know, which some of the members that are on this impeachment committee going after Megan Wolf were probably in on that, in the conference calling that as well. So how they can do that.
Right.
Sorry, my voice has gone hoarse right now, but.
Yeah. No, you know, that you just raise an excellent question. We keep forgetting about, not me and not you, but a lot of people keep forgetting about the fake electors. You know, they got to be prosecuted. But over and above that, the hypocrisy, and Voss has not signed on yet to the impeachment of Megan Wolf. I got to emphasize that. It's Janelle Branch and four other clowns, so five clowns from their caucus. But for Voss to do something like that, when he's the guy who set up the conference room and the meeting for the fake electors, and when you have guys like Senator Ron Johnson saying Megan Wolf's got to go, Ron Johnson's got to go. The problem is we got him for five more years. And this is a guy who had the fake electors in his pocket from Michigan and Wisconsin, apparently, and tried to funnel them to Pence. And Pence is, you know, he's no paragon of virtue. He chickened out because he realized what a big deal it would have been. So these are the clowns you have. Janelle Branchon is a conspiracy theorist saying that Biden didn't win. There was fraud, and the fraud, you know, when everybody listening to this calls as assembly person, I hope you do. It's a very, very simple call. Impeachment in Wisconsin is only legal. The legislature can only legally do it if the person they're impeaching has committed a crime or corruption in office. And none of these people have committed crimes or corruption in office. Actually, Janet Protasiewicz hasn't done anything in office. They were going after her before she'd even sat on a case. And she won by 11 points. And Megan Wolf advises almost 2,000 clerks in the state. And clerks like the one in Janesville come and say, it'll be chaos without her. And I'm getting back to what I've said before. The Republican game plan to get the presidency next time is a combination of violence and threats of violence, chaos and fraud. The violence stems from January 6th, where Trump saying that attacking people personally, saying Jack Smith's deranged. These are code words to lone wolves to go out and do something. Jack Smith had to sell his house, and his family is being protected 24/7. This has got to stop. Chaos. This is exactly right. If you have an excellent election administrator, you try to get rid of her any way you can, so you can put in an incompetent and perhaps dishonest, corrupt individual who will give bad advice and try to shut down student voting in particular, as well as minority voting in Milwaukee. So that's number two. And fraud, this is legislation like in Texas, where the only Democratic county, the biggest one and the only one, Houston, Harris County in the state, its elections aren't certain. If there's a result that the Secretary of State, who's a right-wing Republican nut, doesn't like, he can hold another election and then another election and another election till people get tired of voting. In Florida, they prosecuted people who were felons who served their time, and a resolution, a constitutional amendment, provided that felons who served their time could vote. So they go and vote. Frequently, their local voting district sends them an invitation to come vote. The Republican Supreme Court interpreted it as, well, surely the voters, when they approved that constitutional amendment, must have meant that in addition to serving their time, they have to pay their fines. It doesn't say that. And the fines, you may not know this because I'm sure very few, if any, people listening to this have ever been convicted of a felony, but there are always costs associated with it. It can be restitution. It can be a lot of other costs in the tens of thousands of dollars at a minimum. And the average felon getting now can't even get a job. So he goes in, votes, and then they prosecute him again. This is happening in America right now because the Voting Rights Act was thrown out it's going on almost 20 years ago, and Shelby V. Moore and crooked Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote, 5-4. And that is what is happening. The triumvirate here is violence, chaos, and fraud. And that is what they are doing. Speaking of fraud and chaos, especially chaos, House of Representatives, McCarthy sent them home. McCarthy sent them home for 4 days. We shut down the government in 8 days. And for four of them, they're off screwing around somewhere. 4 day weekend, because nobody in his caucus is willing to jump over and say, all right, let's involve a few Democrats and pass something. They won't do it because he thinks that he is not going to stay on as speaker. Okay, Sharkey of Racine. Thank you for calling, Sharkey of Racine. You have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Sharkey of Racine?
Well, I want to thank you for your broadcast and your information. So much to be said, and I'm not a scholar in this area, but I do know that you spoke of the arrangements that was persecuted for, or done for, or set up for the deal with the vote. Our boss was actually setting up the location and the room and the whole shop. That's party to a crime.
Right.
Obviously. On a very simple basis, it's party to a crime. And then, you know, we go further, and it's like, how in the right, anybody in the right mind have to push your people of the state to get them so full of anxiety, sadness, anger. And this is going to pay a price. This is going to pay a price. It is already. We know. And, you know, I look back, too, at Johnson. Now, Johnson, the same difference. I mean, there's so much material on him. I remember going back in 2013, when there was some question about a staffer in Johnson's office where he failed to report sexual molestation to one of his staffers. I mean, people need to read these things. They're all out there. Any major article out there, you can get it, you know, arm's length to talk about the Johnson situation. I mean, what are we waiting for in Wisconsin? Maybe you can address that, because the wait is terrible, just terrible to have Johnson. Johnson needs to go, and he needs to also have to look at the other 10 or 12, whoever it is. And if it is going to be boss in the 12, you know, moving the votes around, let it be, you know.
That's an excellent call, Sharkey. Thank you very much. Invite you to call again, let me tell you that. The thing about Johnson, there was a development on him today. Remember that the Senate, unlike the House, is not in chaos, and there was a bipartisan agreement on keeping the government open and spending. And the Republicans put in what's called the minibus, M-I-N-I-B-U-S, a cluster of amendments so that everybody could go up or down, and they either pass or they don't, and that's it. And we can get going. In other words, designed to accelerate the process. This character, Johnson, sort of like Tuberville did with the flag officers, objected. He said, I want every one of them discussed separately, and every one of them on the merits, to take a couple of days for each. He said, we can do it in 30 days. That's what he said. 30 days. We got 8 days till the 30th of September, and the clown goes 30 days. Fortunately, today, it turns out that Moscow, Mitch, and the rest beat him up, and he didn't change anything, but apparently there's some sort of vote that overrode what he was trying to do, a sneaky thing that he was trying to do. But this guy is a tumor. I mean, this guy is not advancing. I think of the days of Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson, and think of guys like, Herb Kohl. And I mean, and there was a time, now this is admittedly in the far distant past, where there must have been some Republican senators who are halfway decent. But what's happening right now, Ron Johnson has thrown his lot in with the MAGA caucus in the House and the Freedom Caucus. And he's doing everything he can to impart chaos and disruption in our government and to shut it down. His intent is to shut it down. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Mm-hmm. work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 60, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 71, overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 56, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Macklin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development with Clarence Thomas, and not a good one. It was just publicized today that Clarence Thomas has appeared on at least two occasions as a speaker at a Koch Brothers umbrella organization donor event. And here are the facts on it. Turns out that there's this donor group, and it's called Stand Together, the network, Stand Together, and it's comprised of a couple of other groups with the same objectives as Koch. One of them is Americans for Prosperity. Collectively, they share the same buildings, all of these subgroups, in Arlington, Virginia. In 2021, they raised $700 million. Yes, $700 million. They have 1,000 employees. Yes, 1,000 employees. And they also share leadership. The network is a concentrated operation. At these donor events, it's $100,000 to go, and it's millions to appear at a private dinner. And Clarence Thomas has done that on two occasions. He's spoken there at the dinner and hung out with all these guys, these billionaires. Has not reported any of it on his disclosures, even though he's required by law to do it. The most recent one we know about was January 25th, 2018 in California. He has ruled in cases favorably to this donor group's position. And there is a case pending this year, in which one of the donor group has an interest as plaintiff. And this is a case where the Supreme Court is being asked to overrule a prior to Supreme Court case that upheld the power of administrative agencies to take certain actions without Congress first passing a statute on it. Let me explain that. Ever since Franklin Roosevelt, and ever since we became a wealthier, more powerful country, we have administrative agencies. We have the EPA, we have the Food and Drug Administration, the FAA. You have all these agencies. You can't possibly have Congress pass a statute on everything that the agencies do. For one thing, they can't even pass a continuing resolution. They're fighting. But secondly, they don't have the time. So the Supreme Court 40 years ago said, well, the administrative agency has this power because it's part of the executive power. The President of the United States appoints these people as experts. They have public hearings. Their commissioners vote on it. It's public disclosure. If a member of Congress doesn't like something, they can communicate it to them. That's how a modern government works. That's how European governments work, and that's how our governments work. In 1980, one of the Koch brothers, I think the one who passed away, there's only one Koch, I think it's David Koch. He ran for president or vice president as a libertarian, and his platform was get rid of the Department of Energy, get rid of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and get rid of the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, if you can imagine. If you want cowboy drugs, fake drugs, no cleanliness of meat, all that kind of, these people are nuts, okay? They're flat out nuts. Now, they're back at it again, but this time they're bringing it as a constitutional claim. And Clarence Thomas is at their donor events and meets with these people and doesn't disclose it. That is crooked. That is corrupt. What's happened is Clarence Thomas grew up, I think, in South Carolina in a very racist environment, very poor. The sisters, one of the religious orders of Catholic nuns, educated these kids, black kids. The people in town called them the N-word, the nuns. They'd say they were the N-nuns. That's how disgusting the atmosphere was down there. So I am disposed to be really a fan of Clarence Thomas in terms of what he overcame. Went on to school, put up with all that garbage. Thank God he had some good mentors. But I got to say, I got to call this. He is on the take. For 20 years, he's been on the take. Not just going on fancy vacations, although he's done that. Not just having his mother's house paid for and have a new roof and so forth. Not just having the tuition at a boarding school paid for a great nephew who he's raising as a son, and not just because Jenny Thomas gets hundreds of thousands of dollars from this network for, it's not clear what service she provides. I mean, consulting. Okay, well, you know, I could put out hang out a shingle and say I'm a consultant, and nobody's going to be sending me $800,000. He sadly is selling power. He was treated badly growing up, and the kinds of people who treated him badly and ridiculed him and were wealthy now appear to be respectful. They invite him to stuff. They gravely listen to him. They're using him. So how do you stop this? Well, you could impeach him. If we had an honest Republican Senate, honest Republican caucus, you'd impeach him and convict him and remove him for fraud. Abe Fortas, back in 1967 and 8, was forced off the court, a Democrat, only because he'd accepted some payments, I think $25,000, from a businessman to advise him on something that had nothing to do with the court. This Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Dobbs to repeal Roe versus Wade. Deciding vote in Citizens United, 5-4, deciding vote in Shelby v. Moore, which got rid of most of the Voting Act. This is only the appearance of law. It's not legal. It's fraudulent. The Supreme Court, I talk about the six tarantulas, and the others have a lot of problems too. But the fix is in on the Supreme Court. If you go to the Supreme Court on one of these cases, you know how it's going to turn out. It's like a Russian court. The poor guy from the Wall Street Journal just appealed his sentence. And what happens is they call Putin and they say, what do you want us to do? And Putin goes, give him another 10 years. And so they say, get the hell out of here. Go back to jail. You're in for a longer time. That is happening in the United States. That is happening in the United States. The only alternative is to charge Thomas with a felony for bribery. And that should be done. But how much do you expect Merrick Garland to do? along with Trump and everything else he's doing right now. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Signing off for today.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work, Kellen. Just so you know,
radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming
ABC
on the
News,
Civic Media
I'm Mark
app.
Remillard.